Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and joining me in the studio is KLW's Ben Trefney with a regional news update.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Climate change and fire suppression are among the top reasons why experts say California wildfires have grown so big. But as Ezra David Romero from our partners at Capital Public Radio reports, others say removing indigenous people from the landscape is an overlooked reason behind today's explosion of fires.
As a four-year-old, Bill Tripp's great-grandmother taught him how to burn land on purpose. Those cultural burns are a way of keeping wildfire in check.
Walked up the hill to Walker and handed me a box of stick matches and told me to burn a line from this point to that point.
Now as deputy director of the Karuk Tribe's Natural Resources Department at the northern tip of California, he's working to give indigenous people more power to practice cultural burns. Tripp is doing this work because Native American people were largely removed from the landscape in the mid-19th century. That altered California, said Char Miller, an environmental analysis professor at Pomona College.
Once the state of California enacted what we can call a genocidal attack upon Native peoples in the state, what started to happen was that the lands that they had tended, managed, started to do what nature does, which is to grow.
Miller says the systematic anti-Indigenous racism resulted in the exclusion of fire. Ron Good is a tribal chairman of the North Fork Mono.
Well, removal of Native American from the land is a result of what we have today.
Good says there's some hope. He's working with agencies in the Central Sierra to increase cultural burns and to restore mountain meadows. But how scalable are indigenous practices? Don Hankins, a Plains Miwok fire expert at Chico State, says vary.
It's definitely scalable on the larger public lands that are out there. You know, I'll develop maps to think about how I would go about burning in those particular places.
But Hankins admits for change to come, Californians need to adapt to the idea that fires aren't always bad. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California's coronavirus infection rate has reached its lowest level since the early days of the pandemic, but San Diego County, the state's second largest, is seeing an uptick in cases that could shut down some recently opened businesses. The average number of reported daily cases in California has been falling for weeks, but virus cases in San Diego County have been trending higher and are now above statewide averages, and state health officials are trying to figure out why. They said one factor might be a series of virus cases reported at San Diego State University. And district attorneys in San Joaquin, Contra Costa, and San Francisco counties announced yesterday the formation of the Prosecutors Alliance of California. The alliance is fighting what it calls the politics of mass incarceration and failed strategies of the past, and is breaking away from the more traditional California District Attorneys Association. San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin says fighting crime has to go beyond warehousing criminals.
At the local level and at the state level, there's absolutely no political will to invest in reentry planning to ensure that people who are being released from jail or prison have a safe place to go. It is unacceptable that we use whether it be a local county jail or a state prison as a homeless shelter.
The alliance plans to act as an advocacy arm to weigh in on state legislation, ballot initiatives, and candidate races.